All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's Geico 500 here at Talladega Super Speedway. We are joined by our third-place finisher, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet. Chase, why don't you just take us through that final surge to the finish there?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. Last few laps, was really trying to make a run and do something there at the end, and those guys were being awfully patient with one another. I was very surprised. It was more than obvious that they were not going to help me move forward. So, we had a solid car. I don't think it was the best car today, but we had a good car. Our team did a nice job overcoming a little bit of damage there mid portion of the race, and Alan made a good call there towards the end to ultimately get us some track position and have a shot. So it was. It was a pretty wild afternoon. Cars are hard to drive and scared some people off from running 3 wide and 4 wide. So that was interesting as well. So could have been worse.
We're also joined by our second place finisher, Kurt Busch, driver of the number 41, Monster Energy Haas Automation Ford. Kurt, really close for you out there. Why don't you just take us through that final surge to the finish as well?
Yeah, it was an awesome finish, but I thought, the 2 Stewart Haas cars running second and third should have been able to pull this off. And Stenhouse came up from behind and tried to make some moves. And, 9 times out of 10, though, the 17 car statistically is going to be the guy to beat at a plate race. And once he got to my rear bumper the one time and pushed me by Kevin, he didn't get to stay with me. And I lost track of him. And everybody from Chase and Stenhouse, everybody's back there 3 wide, ripping and gouging, trying to go hard. And it takes 2 cars to try to break through the leader. And, I'm happy that a Ford won. It wasn't the right one. Kevin was in good position, and I was going to roll with him in any direction that I could. We just got broken up by Stenhouse. But, man, it's just so close. You wish you could go over and do it again. And, I feel like I left that one out on the table.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Chase and Kurt. Please raise your hand. We'll get a mic. We'll start here with Holly and then go to Jerry.
Chase, this is for you. I'm kind of back here.
Right in the middle, Chase.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter. It's probably best if you don't see me. could you just talk about being the Chevy and the Ford sandwich there? I mean, you really were kind of the lone man and got it done in terms of that anyway.
Yeah, it was interesting. Like I said a second ago, I was really surprised how patient they were being with one another and really thought that they would want to win a little more than what they did, or at least showed to me. I tried to kind of break out of line and do a couple things there, and it was, like I said, very obvious that nobody was going to help me around me. So, it's hard to move forward. Even if I had just had one other person to help, I felt like it would have made a big difference. So, like I said, it could have been worse.
We're going to come to the left side to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires down in PRN. Kurt, after the race, I talked to Kevin. He said he felt like you guys got separated somehow. He felt like, and you kind of touched on this, but you went out without him and got around him, but he wasn't expecting that. Were y'all planning on getting together and trying to go to the front?
Yeah, that's what common sense would say. I was going to roll with Kevin in whichever direction he went, and Stenhouse came with such a run from behind. I knew at that point the 9 would shove to the inside, and then it would be the 41 and the 17 on the outside, and it happened for a half a straightaway, and then things kind of broke apart with everybody getting stuck side by side. So if I had to do it all over again, I just needed to manage the run that the 17 had on me. Because when we stayed single file, the 22, the 4, and the 41, we could lay down some good lap times, and the others couldn't quite catch us.
Do we have any additional questions for Kurt and Chase? Go to Jenna over here in the front.
Hey, Kurt, I was wondering, but based on what Chase said, that he couldn't get any help, that you guys were too patient, was that the strategy? Were you guys deliberately too patient and lined up together like that?
Well, I mean, the guy that's leading the race is pretty fast, and the guy that's second is really fast. The guy that's third is fast. And when you time together 3 guys that are from the same manufacturer, that's what puts you in position to win. But then once it's 5 to go, nobody's really caring who's got what brand underneath the hood or, the shape of their car. It's my job as a teammate to help Kevin a little bit further down into, getting to 2 to go, 1 to go. And then there's Stenhouse, who's won a lot of these plate races recently. And he came in there with a head of steam, and I wanted to roll with him, and it just didn't materialize. And that's how we all got strung out, trying to be the one guy by himself, where you need three to kind of hook up and go to try to pass the leader.
Any additional questions?
Oops, sorry.
I mean, I feel like the ride height rule, you know, dropped the rear of the car even more from where it was at Daytona. You know, when you look at some of the numbers, there's less downforce on the cars. And these rear spoilers still, to me, are way too narrow. They need to be all the way out to the edge of the fender so that it's easier to side draft off people. That would help with stability, and it would help with side drafting.
Anything final? All right, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Good luck next week.